Hello everyone and welcome to our show. My name is Bart and I invite guests for a short 20 minutes interview to inspire you and improve your business. The human way.
Let's build a business based on H to H, not B2B, but human to human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Today I'd like to welcome Sam Easton, our project manager here at Automate Now. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hi, Bart. Thanks for having me.
So today's topic is mastering business process in HubSpot, business processes, in fact, in HubSpot. There is a common belief that your business is as good as your data, but also as good as your processes. We will discuss with Sam how to make use of HubSpot to manage various business processes. So Sam, here is the question, the starting questions for you. How do you define a business process here in HubSpot?
Well, Bart, that's very simple. It's actually just a series of related tasks that result in a desired output that you're looking to get for your business. We can take a process like client onboarding is a very good example. And client onboarding, as you know, can be a relatively simple process or really quite complex, depending on a huge variety of factors. Regardless, the process that we use to achieve this output is simply an established set of repeatable activities. That's how we would define a business process.
Brilliant. Let me just refresh that. It's a series of tasks, whether it's just a simple task to phone the prospect or the client, or complex tasks, series of tasks that will lead to the outcome, which probably is happy client, isn't it?
Yes, we would hope so. Yeah, but it's a series of related tasks. All these tasks follow on from one another, represented. You know, you can often see them in flow charts and things like that. So all these tasks are related. Put them together, and you get from nothing to one, which is your desired output.
It reminds me a time when I studied and did all the tasks, written tasks. By using jotters. The question is obviously, many of us are having different habits with the business. Definitely myself doing still written tasks or written notes on a pad or jotter. But now let's talk about the digitalization. Why is it important to have this process somewhere visible and available in the digital world?
I think, Bart, you and I are giving away our age by saying that we like to write things down with a pen and paper. I think that is a skill that is unfortunately dying out. I am also the same. I love to have a physical to-do list and things that I write down. However, as you say, it is very important to digitize processes. The immediate benefit is simply a reduction in your physical document management and manual processes. It's just as simple as that. By doing so, you increase visibility and transparency of your business information. And that allows us to maintain data hygiene. Now, data hygiene is simply keeping our data up to date. We've experienced such huge technological advancement that the days of filing cabinets and making copies of documents should be long gone. And now we move to what we call paperless business processes. And these processes help us move towards operational efficiency, which boosts employee productivity and therefore just gives you more resource within your team to dedicate to the types of activities that will drive your sales growth. I think you'd agree that most companies have a mixture of digital and manual processes.
Yes.
I believe that it takes a substantial effort to move a company's processes from manual to completely paperless or digital. What I would say is that there is a huge benefit for these companies in fully understanding your business processes before digitizing them. Because how do you know that the process that you're using is actually efficient and there isn't an easier way or quicker way to do that? So the easiest way to understand your business processes is simply to process map them. And a process map is quite simply a visual representation of your work processes. As we mentioned before, it could be as simple as a flowchart. It could be as simple as a mind map or something that you've jotted down on a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be complex. But a process map shows the relationship between the steps that are required to complete your product or service and get to your outcome. Once you understand the steps or tasks involved in your process, you can evaluate and optimize it to improve your business efficiency. Of course, once you understand your processes, you can begin to use HubSpot then to automate some of them.
Wonderful. In very simple words, one word is coming to my mouth is speed. If you digitize your business, if you know where and how to look at the data, your business will become more efficient and more speedy when it comes to delivering customer service, when it comes to sales, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to different processes. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think more than that is just the ability to understand precisely that the steps that you need to take in each process are necessary. There's nothing superfluous in there. There's nothing that's time wasting. There's nothing that's manual. You know, everything has a place and everything is in its place. You know, that type of lean operations is sometimes just a dream for many businesses. However, you can really get yourself a large percentage of the way there by really taking the time to understand your process and then making sure that what you're doing on a day-to-day basis is comprising necessary activities.
Brilliant. So you did mention of HubSpot. We at Automate Now, we work directly with this piece of wonderful software. So what types of processes HubSpot can help?
Oof, lots and lots and lots. A huge variety of HubSpot. I'm sure your listeners will know just the amount of tools that HubSpot offers. I think it's useful to think of it in terms of processes. So an example of an end-to-end process that you can automate in HubSpot is project management, for example, using tasks within workflows. Customer service is another fantastic example of a process. It's actually one of the best departments to automate in HubSpot, including some things like automatic responses that pull from a list of frequently asked questions that you've provided beforehand. Also, it'll analyze and assign support tickets to the right department or team member for you. That can be super helpful. Social media is another process that can be managed entirely within HubSpot. And it's amazing how long social media takes. Content generation, all of that. So it's just incredibly difficult and challenging process these days. With HubSpot, you can just schedule posts in advance across multiple platforms. The addition, of course, of the AI tool makes it easier than ever to generate engaging content at a single click. Another amazing process, as you know, that I particularly enjoy in HubSpot is onboarding. Onboarding involves lots of steps, going back and forward, getting documentation signed, filled out, all these sorts of things. With HubSpot, your request can be sent online and you can monitor what stage it's at from the CRM. So in terms of processes, what's really important here is making use of some key elements and making sure that they're nailed down before launching into HubSpot processes. So my advice would be make sure that there's an action owner against each task or action that you want to take. Who's responsible for that action? Who's making sure that that action or task is done within your business? Make sure that you know what the ideal outcome is for your process. What's the outcome that you want to see from that process? And then they use that information to evaluate the process. If you don't know what you want to see from that process, how do you know whether that's been successful or not? If you didn't get the information you wanted, we need to understand what needs to happen to change the outcome. So that would be my advice before launching into business processes within HubSpot.
Excellent. Action owner, who is responsible, outcome, that's what do you want out of this, and evaluate and revise. What I would add by working with lots of many clients is the ability to actually look at how one process is affecting the others. What we've seen also with our clients is that some of the processes are completely disjoint. Somewhere there is delivery, somewhere is recruitment, yeah, social media is somewhere, and we don't know how everything is working together in HubSpot. HubSpot allows us and business grow by actually looking at different processes in one place so they can actually look. So that's my kind of a little advice into the why actually we need to process the place. Ideally in one place, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that dependency is what you're talking about, you know, when one process depends on another process to work. And I think that's a really useful set of information that you would get out of a process map. Just by jotting down what your process is doing, you can then understand how it interplays with other processes. It's difficult to do that just looking at HubSpot, you know, on the face of it, without fully understanding from the back end, from your business side, what it is that you're trying to achieve. You know, yes, you can put all your data into HubSpot and just try and run all your processes out of HubSpot without really thinking about how you run things and how you run your business. But I would suggest taking the time just to look at those processes in-house before you put them into HubSpot, because there might be an easier way, there might be a quicker way, and those dependencies between processes might not be as serious if you just have a think about it beforehand.
Definitely. Strategy, have a strategy in place, look at it from the high level perspective, and then move into the technology, how it can support you. So process in HubSpot, we know quite a vast different options there, but let's go dive deep into the specifics maybe, and what type of tools HubSpot offers to manage these processes?
Oh, lots of tools. So you've got tasks, you've got templates, we mentioned workflows, there are sequences for, you know, one-to-one communications with your customers. In terms of your customer service, you've got the ticketing pipelines, you've got a variety of, you can use deals pipelines as well. You can use dashboards. You've got, I mean, just a huge variety of different tools at your service, really. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite tool, Bart?
I think my favorite tool is still tasks. And I think the reason I like the tasks, the reason I like the jotter, is just I like to write things and remind things myself. But one particular part of the tasks, I liked the ability to task to get on a repeat basis. And this is very much important, because it's a simply automation, actually, when you can press and remind yourself every week, every month, to keep yourself even accountable, not even for a business process, but you as an owner of the process, to maybe check something. So I like the ability to quickly remind yourself about the different things on a regular basis. Yeah.
I agree. Mine is actually playbooks. And, you know, it's comes down to the same reason, I think, as yourself, because we like to jot things down. But also what a playbook allows you to do is go into a meeting with a templated set of questions or a templated outcome that you're trying to get to. So you can take the notes and ask the questions in a very sequential manner that is logical and makes sense to yourself and to your customer. But I think, you know, what's so fascinating about playbooks is you can only set up a really effective playbook if you understand your process, if you understand your underlying process. If you don't understand, you're not going to be able to justify those, you know, get those questions in the right order and ask them in the right way that really flows for your customer. So,
another example. I did mention automation a little bit, and we are talking about automation is a big word now, AI, everything is automated, everything is like, well, business process automation seems like, yeah, it's working really well, like these combination of words. Why should our listeners get excited about automation?
No, everyone should get excited about automation. First of all, it saves time. You know, as a business owner, you need to wear all the hats all the time. Business process automation saves time. Where an action or process is mandatory to your business, but you don't need it to be managed by a human being, then that process should be automated. Yeah. Think of it this way. You want your human hours going towards tasks and processes that only human beings can do, instead of wasting time effectively on tasks or processes that you can get done just as effectively, but more cheaply by a machine. Secondly, automation reduces human error. So tasks like data entry, updating or cross-referencing data, these require accuracy to maintain something that we've spoken about before, data hygiene of your CRM, and prevent costly errors such as mixing up invoice numbers, for example. Something that a human being would do. You know, this is we're only human. How many times do we say that? We're only human. We make mistakes. But for your business, those mistakes can be costly and they can make you look incompetent. That's unnecessary. We don't need that. We can automate these tasks, and it means that you just don't have to worry about it at all. Thirdly, it keeps your customers happy. Automating things like follow-up messages, for example, it lets your customers know that you received their message and you're on top of everything.
Yep.
And maybe you haven't received their message yet. They've just got that confirmation that it's in your inbox and you'll be dealing with it. And lastly, from a marketing automation perspective, automation promotes compliance. So you can set up automations that check for things like compliance with GDPR. In this day and age, those are things that are going to get you in trouble if you don't get them right. Automate them. You never need to think about them again.
I love automation promotes compliance. And I think, yes, this is the big one in terms of now more and more difficulties to run, to tap into different markets by using different sales and marketing techniques and making sure that all teams are compliant with the legislations, really, what and how we can promote the service or product of our business. Mm-hmm. I really like your save time. And it's common word that when you start the day, we record this in the morning. So obviously, I always say, we wake up in the morning, we have a full tasks list to compile. And when you're owner, when you're manager of the big teams, you probably have a number of tasks that you won't be able to even complete. And this is a common thing. So why don't we automate things that we can do in terms of processes, in terms of reminders, but in terms of messages? I think this is the one that HubSpot is doing really well, recognizing the fact that we can maybe miss things and remind us about something that is not there, but it should be there. So then the process is in full capacity. So that's probably my big takeaway, saving time, definitely.
And also it's a fail-safe. You know, as a business owner, you cannot be everywhere all the time.
Yes.
You cannot be all things to all people all the time. You just can't, you know, and where there's an ability now, where technology is at the stage where it is now, where you can rely on a machine to help you, prompt you, you know, catch the things that you might miss as a human being. Why wouldn't you want to do that? We must do that. Everyone else is doing it. And if you're not doing it, you're going to fall behind.
And another thought is 10, 15, 20 years ago, all of these processes, automation, everything existed maybe not in the same way as now, but it was available only for the big companies. I remember the little CD that, you know, you have to put into the computers, upload the software, and obviously someone, engineer, needs to install everything on every single computer. So now everything is on the cloud, everything is available, and everything is available at scale. So if you're not ready for some of the business processes yet, you don't need to spend a ridiculous budget into the processes. Start from something small, and then once you grow, then you can expand your SaaS apps, such as HubSpot, to help you to achieve the goals.
Absolutely. And with HubSpot, you can start really in the smallest possible way. You know, you could, I mean, imagine just starting with tasks. That on its own as a tool is incredibly useful and incredibly helpful. You know, we're doing that already by, if you are a person who sets a reminder on your phone to remind you to do something, it's kind of the same thing, you know? So it's just at scale.
20 minutes reached nearly. My goodness, Sam, what fantastic conversation.
It's a fascinating conversation, Bart.
Mapping the processes. You did mention it earlier about, you know, mapping processes. Yes, let's map the process first before actually go to the tech solution. Once we actually complete this task, okay, we know roughly, you know, what the process is, how to start mapping processes in HubSpot.
Okay, so first you want to make sure that the CRM is set up to gather the information that you want to capture about your contacts. So, for example, if your business process has, you know, a piece of information in it, such as client number that you have already assigned to your client, then that number needs to be manufactured in HubSpot in order for you to keep track of your clients. So we must make sure that the CRM is actually set up properly in the first place. The information that's going to help you nurture your prospects into customers, and the information that will help you delight your customers and make them ambassadors for your brand, all of that has to be built in already. So at the heart of the CRM is contact properties. Now, there are many HubSpot default properties, of course, as you know, such as email address, first name, last name, mobile number, etc. But many of those can't be edited and they may be too rigid to properly represent what you want to know or find out about your contact. So if there's not a default property that represents the type of information you want to collect, you should consider setting up custom contact properties.
Yeah.
Okay, once you're set up to gather the information that you want from your contacts, you need to integrate them so that you're segmenting and viewing your CRM through the lens that gives you the most functional information the quickest. For example, setting yourself up some views on the contact or company index page that filters the contacts in the way that surfaces the most important information for you each day or in each view will give you at a glance cuts of your CRM data that informs your decision making. That might involve things like highlighting whenever a new lead drops into your CRM so you can reach out to them right away. Very, very basic stuff, but if you don't set up your CRM the right way, we're going to struggle down the line.
Very good. The view, immediate view of what is going on within HubSpot. One of the property I really like and recommend everyone to look at. If you're using HubSpot now, go to your contact record and go for the last activity date and choose either date or last activity date unknown. And if the activity is unknown on the contact record, it means the contact is in your HubSpot, but then nobody is touching them from the perspective of any processes. So that's a little bit of tip about using the property.
Quick tip from Bart.
Finally, because we passed 20 minutes, as we talk about the automation, where is the human touch with all of this process?
Yeah, it's really interesting to discuss automation, digitization, and AI, because ultimately, for any business, the conversation always loops back to that question of how do you make sure your customer feels like they're having a conversation with a person and not a robot? There's several ways to do that, of course, but importantly, and something that's coming out now in the new content hub that's launching with HubSpot is your brand voice. I mean, you don't have to have it as nailed down as the content hub brand voice, but if you understand the tone of the communications that you want to be coming out of your business and the characteristics of your brand that you want to be coming out in all of your social posts, all of your emails, all of your templates, then you can develop that as a brand voice in HubSpot and layer it throughout every communication you have with your customers. Really, I mean, obviously you can do structural things like using personalization tokens in your sequences and things like that, of course. That'll include your contact's first name in your emails. But also when you send a sequence, just make sure to personalize the emails before you send them. If you knew your client was on holiday, for example, ask them how it was, just as you would in a one-to-one email. I think the most important thing is any piece of communication that comes out of your business, look at it and make sure that it sounds like it's coming from a person. Does it sound like your voice or does it sound like something else? If it sounds like something else, you need to look at your brand voice overall.
Wonderful. It's tested, whatever it's working, whatever not, and asking, just simply forget it. But you know, people like to be asked, your ideal client, how they perceive our communications coming. And asking for the feedback, and I'm sure you know that feedback is the most of value for any business. But Sam, wonderful, thank you very much. We lots of to take away to think of, and thank you very much for sharing all of this with us. And for our listeners, the main thing is to think about a HubSpot not only from the sales and marketing perspective, but also for other business processes that you can define inside your platform. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.